Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Tweet at DriveTimeRTE.
UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson unveiled the UK's new energy security strategy this week, which includes a plan for up to 8 new nuclear power plants. One of the power plants that is in the offing, though, is in Wilba in Wales, which lies about 100 miles from the east coast of Ireland. The proximity of this nuclear facility to Ireland is a cause for concern for my next guest, Attracta Ivreñ, Environmental Law Officer of the Irish Environmental Network. Attracta, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon, Cormac, and thank you very much for the opportunity to talk to you about this.
Why are you concerned explicitly about Wilba?
Well, I think exactly as you said, it's proximity to our most densely populated east coast has to be a major concern for us. If you consider that a serious incident at a nuclear power plant in Wilba, with the right set of weather conditions, or indeed the wrong set of weather conditions, with a fresh northeasterly or a fresh easterly wind blowing at around 19 kilometres an hour, that could carry, with the right set of weather conditions, with an anti-cyclone to the north, creating sort of a pressure zone, a sandwich basically, to carry that plume intact over the Irish Sea, mm-hmm. could hit us within 6 hours. That quickly. So, I mean, that's the time we would have to sort of react and respond to that. And I suppose if you just consider like Chernobyl back in 1986, the effects of that basically had impacts on these islands for over 26 years, restricting the movement of sheep. In 2016, the Economic and Social Research Institute and the ESRI produced a report which indicated even in the event of, it examined four scenarios and it examined the situation of a severe a nuclear incident anywhere in Northwest Europe, even if the radioactive fallout didn't hit Ireland, that could still have a very material impact on our economy. So people would be scared of buying our food, people would be scared of coming to us, on holidays, and that the cost of that could be $4 billion.
So you're saying it's not just human safety we have to be concerned about here. At the lower end of the scale of risk, there's economic difficulty as well. But the UK government would say, and they have said that, and of course this development was postponed in 2018, isn't that right? And it's now to be delivered by 2030. But the UK government would say and have said that this is being built to the highest safety standards.
Well, I think in relation to that, I suppose one would hope that would be the case, but the simple fact of the matter is when the Wilba proposal came forward, there was very serious issues in relation to the modelling that had been undertaken in respect of potential impacts on Ireland and in the evaluation of the accident scenarios. And in the context of Hinkley Point, for example, in many of the considerations, they had entirely failed to take into account the impacts on Ireland, and there were severe issues and very significant issues in relation to inadequacies in the modelling techniques. Like, for example, the Gaussian model that they had used to examine, you know, the potential for radioactive fallout to move would never have predicted Chernobyl effects would have hit Ireland. Professor Sweeney has done some incredibly important analysis in relation to those things. But the issue isn't just, you know, in relation to the situation of the plant itself. Plants have to be serviced. There's a reason that they're on the coast, because that keeps them away from the UK population. But in citing them, they never took into account the Irish population,
which is only 100 miles away, which is not a huge amount.
Yeah.
And you say can be the effects, if there were to be an incident, could be here within 6 hours or so. The question, though, is this is being proposed now for delivery in 2030. What can be done about it? Because Brexit has changed the game in this type of a scenario, Attracta, hasn't it? Because they're no longer bound by EU agreements. So what recourse does Ireland have?
Well, you're absolutely right. That's a really major cause of concern, particularly now that the UK is outside of the European Union and the vigilance of the Commission and the Court of Justice. But it is still bound by international law, and there are major agreements, like in international conventions, that require consultation on such matters. And it is really important that the Irish authorities are super vigilant and much more vigilant than they have been in previous iterations of consultations on nuclear power plants in recent years, to really up the ante in terms of our engagement and oversight. And particularly now with the UK outside of the EU set of laws and regulations, they're also outside the remit of the Euratom Treaty, as the UK withdrew from that. And that's really an important function in respect of independent oversight of nuclear facilities and movements. Because, you know, when we talk about Wilfa being 120 kilometres away, we have to remember that nuclear movements in and out of the UK can arise as close as 12 miles off our coast. And that happens on manned, armed, shipped vessels carrying nuclear inventories, you know, nuclear materials in and out of the UK. And they're armed for a reason, because they are a potential target. So the new, you know, the fact that the UK is nuclear carries a whole range of risks for us, from the nuclear power plant.
And it's a point you make. There are multi-considerations here. Look, thank you very much indeed for joining us. Attracta Evren, Environmental Law Officer of the Irish Environmental Network. We'll take a break.